have a go for main engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of Discovery and the Ulysses spacecraft bound for the polar regions of the sun.
It was a spectacular launch with the shuttle Discovery thundering into a clear, light blue Florida sky. Discovery was also the shuttle that started NASA's Summer of Discontent. In April, Discovery put the Hubble Space Telescope into orbit, which was found to be nearsighted. Then a series of fuel leaks and apparent fixes on the shuttle Columbia. Then Atlantis sprung leaks, incidents which grounded the shuttle fleet for the longest period since the Challenger disaster. Facing possible budget cuts and a poor public image, NASA has a long way to go to regain public and congressional confidence. Kennedy Space Center Launch Director Robert Seek says confidence can be gained by setting goals and meeting them.
We've got to have safe and successful missions, and that's always been our goal. And we've had setbacks in reaching that, and I wouldn't tell you that we're not going to have any setbacks in the future. I think what we need to do to establish the credibility is to set our realistic launch dates, given our capabilities, and meet the objectives, and as close as we can meet those dates.
Seek says setting realistic launch dates and meeting objectives has always been the plan. The shuttle Atlantis is scheduled to go up the first week in November, and NASA managers say they have its hydrogen leaks pinned down. Seek says they now have confidence in Atlantis.
Based on our confidence in Atlantis, where we are now, we expect to get that off in November. And in parallel with that activity, as it were, we're going to finally capture this diabolical leak in Columbia, and we're going to get it back in the air, hopefully before the end of the year, and work toward that. And that's the way it's been. That's the way we see it'll be. Again, I think the key is setting the goals and meeting them. That's what establishes credibility.
NASA Launch Director Robert Seek.
Roger, all Discovery.
For right now, the mood at NASA is euphoria and relief. The shuttle Discovery and its five-man crew have performed flawlessly and deployed the Ulysses space probe on a mission to Jupiter, where it will take some photos, then slingshot back to the sun to explore its uncharted poles in years to come. Discovery scheduled to touch down at Edwards Air Force Base on Wednesday. Chris Howell, WBZS News.